This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, dial in toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Cody.
Vincent sitting in for the very sick Johnson. If listeners who are normally with us on Tuesday nights are wondering where Johnson is, he's got some sort of mystery disease or something like that. He thought it was Lyme disease, had a Lyme test run, came back negative. So it's good that it's not Lyme disease.
That's very good news.
That doesn't sound like much fun to have Lyme disease, but regardless, he's been pretty much out of it for several days, so wishing him the best. Of course, you can always bring up anything that you like here. That is kind of the point of Free Talk Live. And once again, the toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. The Californians who are frustrated with the choice of Donald Trump have filed their paperwork for the secession petition. Yes, it's moving forward. The idea of Calexit, the California exit from the United States, is taking a step forward as they have filed formal paperwork yesterday, launching their petition drive aimed at separating California from the Union by first putting the issue before voters on the 2018 ballot. Now, I don't think this has ever been done before. As far as, you know, the secession movement is concerned, the different thrusts that are out there. You've got the Texas Nationalists. You've got the Vermont movement. There's a small movement here in New Hampshire as well. But I don't think that there's ever been a vote in the United States. We know that there was one recently in Britain where Britain decided to Brexit or to exit from the European Union. There has been a non-binding vote out in Spain where there's... why am I thinking it's Caledonia?
Catalonia.
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 That's what it is.
Yeah.
Catalonia is looking to leave, but and there's a large amount of support in Catalonia, and unfortunately they can't just vote themselves out.
Caledonia, that's another name for Scotland, and Scotland did have some referendum, I think, last year.
And it
year.
Didn't quite make it. No. Scotland wanted to leave Great Britain, if I'm recalling correct.
Yes.
So that was a really close vote. But here in the United States, pretty much all we've had is just, you know, some talk. But this is an actual move in the political sphere that could be very, very interesting. After Barack Obama got elected again, or reelected in 2012, you may recall that there was the Texas petition that went around, that it was just an online thing. They put whitehouse.gov or something like that. There was some kind of White House website set up where you could submit a question for the president to answer, and if your question got enough votes, then the president would address it, was the idea.
Oh, the change.org.
Was it change.org?
I didn't remember what it was called.
There is a White House one, I know.
I think it's the White House one. It's whatever the one is that's the official White House questionnaire thing. And so Texas had a question on there about, you know, can we secede, basically. And it got, I think, like 100,000 votes, or not votes, but 100,000 endorsements or signatures or whatever. And so I guess, you know, by their rules, they had to address it. And of course, the response from the White House or from Barack Obama was, well, you know, that was decided by the Civil War. So the suggestion was that if you try to leave, we're going to kill you. So now you've actually got another movement here that is gathering some steam, and they're going to be putting the issue before voters if they can get enough signatures. So the petition has been submitted by the Yes California Independence Campaign. It's called for repealing language in the state constitution that describes California as a, quote, inseparable part, unquote, of the nation, and holding a vote on independence on March 13th of 2019. Organizers who filed the petition with the California Attorney General say they plan to begin collecting signatures early next year to qualify for the ballot. At the same time, the group is planning to hold a Collexit rallies, or I should say hashtag Collexit rallies, in Los Angeles and San Francisco during the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. And to their credit as well, the day after the election, they actually had a large gathering at the Sacramento State House in favor of California leaving the union. So they've been around since before Donald Trump. They didn't just pop up out of nowhere. The Yes California initiative has been in existence. It's just that now they've gotten shot in the arm, so to speak, by the election of Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that kind of worries me about this, is that liberals seem to be the type that get into trends. They're trendy type people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be really popular for a little while. And I hope it does gain traction and, you know, goes somewhere. But I'm kind of cynical about that. You know, it just seems like whenever any president gets elected that people don't like, all of a sudden they're like, well, the country's ruined because the guy on the other side is president right now.
Yeah, well, that's
and
true.
And they don't realize that the country has been crappy for 8 years with a warmonger who just was really good at selling it, you know, with a really calm voice.
Yeah,
and
he basically took over George Bush's policies.
You know, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump was less of a war hawk than Obama. He just, his personality is more abrasive, so it's easier for people who just don't really know what they're talking about to think that they should be more afraid, when really, how much has life changed in the past couple weeks?
Well, I mean, he hasn't taken office yet, but, I guess we'll see.
I
hope you're right. I hope he's less of a warmonger than a bot.
I really think he will be, but at the end of the day, maybe I just don't care anymore. I'm like, well, okay.
Why should you? It's not like
either the country's going to become great again, or it's going to continue to suck, or it's going to get worse, and we're all going to die. Either way, I don't plan on leaving
the
country.
When was the country great?
Ridiculous.
Is what I'd like to know. Vincent, you were a Donald Trump supporter. When was the country great? If you have to make America great again, at what point in time are you hearkening back to when you say that it was at some point great?
I think circumstances change and stuff. I think when he says make America great again, it means bringing back some of the policies that made the U.S. and its people prosperous, like low taxes, you know, low regulation, not too much government interference, sort of that kind of thing. And mind you, with the presidential, some people go into the semantics of it. And in my opinion, they go into the semantics of it too much, and they take things literally. When he says make America great again, it's not like, oh, we're going to go back to the 1950s and everything's going to be like, you know, like a pre-fallout kind of thing like that. No, okay. It's, you know, bringing back some of these, you know, may bring back American prosperity, and I think he means that mainly through, like, economics.
I hope that, you know, there are some positive things that come from Trump. There are also some pretty scary things that have been going on, like him, I guess, appointing a anti-cryptography bureaucrat. I'll get into that story here if we get a chance, but there's some pretty scary appointments that he's been making that do not bode well for the future of freedom in America. I'm kind of with you, Cody.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one party or the other, it doesn't matter. It's going to get worse.
Right. And see, that's what bothers me about the liberals is that, you know, it has more to do with whether or not they're on the same team as the guy in office.
Of course.
Than anything else, really.
But isn't that true of conservatives as well?
A lot of Republicans are that way as well. But, you know, it's just this year is the year that the Democrats get to be disappointed. You know, they get to be disappointed for a little while.
Well, but here's my question.
And the thing is, though, it's like, if you want secession, that's great. I approve of that, but you should always want it. Don't wait for the guy to get into office that pisses you off. Just, you know, have some fundamental beliefs that stay true, no matter who is in office, no matter what party they're from. Just have that. You know, if you really want to secede from the union, then that should not be dependent about who is in charge of the union.
Totally agree, and I'm on board with you. I think that you have to be... I think you have to give people a chance to come to that perspective. You know, if this is what pisses them off enough to get them to think about secession for the first time, then maybe once they think about it, they'll realize, hey, you know what? No matter who's in charge, this isn't such a bad idea. So how many newbies do we have into this? We'll continue here in moments with the Calexit. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can... bring up anything you want. We're talking secession at the moment, but there's all kinds of other things that we can discuss with you. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. And also you can take control of your health care. You don't have to give in to the Obamacare mandates, the mandatory health insurance. It's really actually not mandatory. If you go with some of the alternatives, like this free market health care company we've been talking about, Health Excellence Select.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. You can get a medical information card from HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You can give it to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. And by the way, they'll cover you with any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Learn more. You'll love the service and price over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So once again, that's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We're talking about secession. The news is coming out of California, where the activists for Yes to, I think it's called Yes California. It's a, yes, it's a group that's in favor of independence for California. They are moving ahead, and they have filed the paperwork necessary to begin their petition drive. So they haven't gotten the petitions done yet. They're in the very initial phases of this, and it is not an easy task. However, I think that they might be able to pull it off. If they do, it will be historic. They've got 6 months to collect 585,407 valid signatures. But the goal is to gather at least 1 million. And the reason you have to do that, if you've ever done signature gathering before, is the state will try to disqualify as many of the signatures as possible. So if you want to hit 500,000, you better get 1 million, and then maybe you'll end up with like 600,000 that are actually valid.
Yeah,
because half the people you talk to, they think they're registered to vote, but they're not actually registered to vote, or they're registered to vote in a town that they didn't write down on there, or, you know, they put the wrong address on. They can disqualify those petitions for all kinds of different reasons.
I've seen it done. I know when Maine was trying to get the marijuana question on the ballot, they had the votes that they needed for the petition, but the way they were counted, it was pretty close, and it was it almost got to the point where the question was not going to be on the ballot this year.
But they made it.
They luckily did make it, obviously.
And it passed.
And it did pass, which I'm very happy about. But, you know, they did everything in their power to try to count things in a way that would keep that question off the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of trickery that you should come to expect from the government, especially if you're trying to do something as massive as seceding from the union. You don't think they're going to try and pull anything? I think they're going to.
Well, yeah, they will. But if you think about it, it's actually going to benefit California if they can actually do this. Because California is an incredibly, while it's an incredibly socialist and awful place in a lot of ways, it also has a tremendous amount of industry, a tremendous amount of population.
And public debt.
Well, of course. I mean, yes, that's another issue. And there have been problems where the California government has had to issue IOUs to people that they're supposed to be paying. I don't know if it was welfare checks, too. I forget what the story was. It was a while back, but it's not. No, I think it was actually income tax refunds. I think state income tax refunds at one point, they had to give out IOUs because they were running out of money. And presumably, eventually, they settled that up. So they've got their share of problems. But at the very least, if they were able to break away from the United States, they would be in charge of their own destiny. Now, whether they would sink or swim is another question. But there sure are plenty of resources there. You've got Silicon Valley. You've got Los Angeles. I mean, San Francisco. These are some of the two of the largest cities in the United States. I think L.A. is number two, and San Fran is like number three or four.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's an incredible amount of population. There's an incredible amount of, economic power in California, and I think they would be just fine on their own. And that's what their challenge is going to be, is to convince the people of California to get over some of the objections that they're going to hear. Because, Vincent, you and I were out this past weekend here in Keene. There have been these anti-Trump protests that have been going on around the country. There was one in Manchester, New Hampshire, a couple of weeks ago. There was another one, I think, in the seacoast area of New Hampshire. And then finally, a college girl. You actually go to Keene State College with her. I don't think you knew her.
No, I didn't know she was a student.
But, there's 4,000 people that go to college, so of course you're not going to know everybody. But, one of your co-students there, a senior at the college, a lefty. put together this particular event to protest Trump. So it wasn't in any way, shape, or form a secession event. But, of course, I showed up with a pro-secession sign.
And I was there for different reasons, and I bumped into Ian, so there's that.
Well, I mean, I knew you were going to be there.
Yeah, I told you.
You were the one who informed me about the event, and you were taking pictures for a student class that you're in. And so there were maybe like 20 or so attendees to this event, which for Keene Central Square is actually, a pretty decent turnout. Most of them were young female college students. So very, very different kind of demographic than you're used to seeing at a protest. It's usually, majority male at an event like that.
They probably really, really, really wanted a female president and, and all of their hopes and dreams crushed, which I think has to happen to everybody at some point.
To have their dreams crushed?
the problem with a lot of voters is the fact that they're so delusional. You know what I mean? You saw this with Bernie Sanders. That people really, really thought that this is how you change the world. You vote for an old Jewish guy who talks about socialism, and boom, he becomes president, and everybody's happy forever. And it's a daydream. It's a story. It's fantasy.
Could Bernie have beaten Trump?
Could Bernie have beaten...
I think it would have been very close, probably.
It would have been a definitely more interesting election.
Mm-hmm.
But, those people needed to be let down.
Yeah.
Just like the Gary Johnson people needed to be let down. I'm sorry, but when it comes to voting for president, stop pretending like it makes a difference. Stop pretending like your vote makes a difference. And also that this guy's really the most in charge person. Because I really do believe if you are a serious rebel, a peace loving rebel type of president, you're gonna really upset a lot of people in the banking industry and the military industrial complex and all of these different places.
You'll end up getting killed.
And it's not gonna end well for you. So, look, I got real amped up about Ron Paul for his the two times he ran recently, and but I was still also new to the whole libertarianism thing, it was fresh to me. So a lot of it was just the philosophical, mental, me kind of waking up to a lot of stuff.
Well, I think that's what this can be for people. This whole secession thing could be a waking up for people.
As long as that's what it is, and not this serious idea that. Voting is how we have revolution because, and I think I've mentioned this before, is true revolution means you kind of got to stick your neck out a little bit. There has to be an element of danger. And it's not, we live in a country where it's not dangerous to go out and vote, It's not. And
I wouldn't call this a revolution. I mean, if California secedes, I wouldn't call that a revolution. I would just call it a separation. That's really all it is.
Do you think it's possible for them to actually do what they're trying to do through some sort of petition, some sort of legal route?
That's a good question, because nobody knows. I mean, it's never been done.
Seems tough.
Well, so it's revolutionary in that case.
Well, I guess you could say that, but it's... okay. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue the discussion here in moments. 855-450-3733. You can join the union. But no one's ever been able to leave it. And maybe California will be the first. I don't care who's the first, but we need to have a first. It needs to happen, and then maybe the dominoes will continue.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Calexit. They are one step closer now to possibly leaving the United States, and I think a lot of people should be excited about this. Liberals should be excited about the possibility that they could have their own state where they can have all of the welfare programs that they want to have, where the vast majority of the voting population is going to be behind them. I mean, everybody knew before California had even had one vote counted, the news media was calling it for Hillary. I mean, so it's a liberal state. Let them decide their own future. We shouldn't be fighting with each other over policy. It's just such a waste of time. Let the red states have their, Trump. Let the red states have their conservative policies. Let the blue states leave. Let the red states leave if they want to leave. Let anybody go who wants to go. And that's what we're talking about here with the Calexit, where, yes, California is the pro-independence group out there that has the most strength. There may be another one. There's the Jefferson folks. So their Northern California is like the red part. The reddest part of California, and they want to break away from California. So there's that secession movement. That's like a secession movement from California. And then there's the overall, let's just have California leave movement, which is, yes, California. They have to collect 585,407 valid signatures, so they're shooting for a goal of 1 million. They'll need to collect them, I believe, sometime. Let's see. They want to put the issue before voters. They say here on the 2018 ballot, but then they say they want to hold a vote on independence on 2019. I guess what will happen is they'll put the question of should we vote on this on the ballot. So that's my understanding of it. The question on 2018's ballot, if they get enough signatures, would be should California have a vote about leaving the union? And then if the voters approve that, you'll see that appear at the March 13th vote. We've got Tom on the line here, who I believe is actually one of the folks from the state of Jefferson, the Northern California Independence Movement. Are you with us, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Oh, man, I do not want to see CalExit happen.
Why not?
That is going to be ugly. There's a whole story behind this, and perhaps we may get our state of Jefferson out of this. Mm. But in 2011, Jerry Brown was at the National Governors Conference, and he was told by some of the other governors, particularly the red state governors in attendance, that if California declares bankruptcy, the red states will secede from the union.
Hmm.
Yes. He would not have been told that unless the possibility of bankruptcy was imminent. And I believe that this whole CalExit business, and it's been around for a couple of years, it's not brand new, it hasn't happened since just Trump. This comes about because of that threat of Jerry Brown, or threat to Jerry Brown. Because California has been, from what I'm told, rolling over illegally its bond debt, and Obama's been allowing it. And that's been
What does that mean when you say rolling over its bond debt? What does that mean? I'm not a financial expert.
Okay. What it means is, in kind of common English, do you know what check kiting is?
Check cutting?
Kiting.
Kiting. I don't.
Check kiting is when you've got 3 days for a check to clear, so you write a check to one bank to cover the one that's going to clear, and you basically it's like making your loan on the float until each check clears, and as long as you can keep ahead of it, it looks good. But once it stops, then you find out how really bankrupt you are.
I see.
It's illegal.
So they're kicking the can down the road, so to speak.
Well, beyond kicking the can down the road, it's borrowing a bunch of cans to have one to kick.
Okay.
So I think what's going to happen is that with Trump now in the White House, or soon to be in the White House, if he survives, what will happen is we'll get full disclosure on this this financing scheme that Obama's allowed California to engage in illegally, and we'll find out just how broke California is.
Wasn't it true what I said earlier that at some point California owed income tax recipients some money and they gave them IOUs? When was that? That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
That was when Arnold was in office.
Yeah.
And when Arnold was in office, basically, we were distributing IOUs because the state was broke. And right. Suddenly, when Obama got elected and Brown got elected, hey, everybody's happy, and the debt mysteriously disappeared.
How is it that you believe that the Yes Independence Group is somehow connected to all of that financial mumbo-jumbo?
All right. In one of the major financiers is a Korean banker, and I don't have his name right in front of me. I just sat down and started listening to your radio show,
sure.
So I didn't get all that pulled
out. He's one of the financiers of the independence movement?
He's one of the financiers, and this Korean banker was a business partner of Pat Brown, former Governor Pat Brown, Jerry's daddy.
Oh, wow.
This banker and Pat Brown bought a bunch of oil fields in Indonesia. When Jerry Brown took office, one of the first things he did is say, hey, you guys, California cannot refine this high sulfur oil. Guess where all the low sulfur oil came from?
Indonesia.
Absolutely. That's why California's gasoline prices are so high, because we can't refine our own oil here.
Okay.
So that's the level of money and financing that are involved in this CalExit. They're very well funded.
So if there's a lot of money behind it, that suggests they're going to get their million signatures.
Yes.
Okay.
It does. It does. So, La Raza is the foot soldiers for making this happen, going out and collecting the signatures and making it appear to be a publicly supported maneuver. Yes, California is a blue state if you look at the state as a whole. If you look at it county by county, it's actually a whole bunch of red counties with a few large blue cities.
And well, that's true in a lot of places, right?
When you say La Raza's the foot soldiers, do you, if you don't mind me asking, like, what evidence do you have for that? Is there, like, news reports, or is it just, like, you know, primary sources?
I have some firsthand research that was done with the names involved, and I could dig it up and send it to you guys if you want to see it. But that's the information I have is that... La Raza is the foot soldiers, and you see La Raza through the Trump campaign in particular, make America Mexico again with signs and that sort of thing. So there's been a move around for quite some time called La Reconquista de Azatlan, and it's about taking California back and making it to be part of Mexico again.
Well, that seems pretty unlikely that if California were to secede, that they would then, join Mexico. I highly doubt that that would occur. But nonetheless, why is it that you're opposing the idea? I understand you're saying there's a bunch of red counties, and so you probably don't want to continue to spiral down the socialist hellhole. But ultimately, I mean, you're not going to be able to stop them from doing that anyway. California's in terrible shape. It's the 49th least free place in the United States.
Yes. Well, we have some distinction. We've risen to the top of the bottom, haven't we?
I guess you could say that. You're not New York. Congratulations. But why? Why are you against it? Especially if you said you thought you could get the state of Jefferson out of it. What did you mean by that?
Well, all right. Yeah. If we get the state of Jefferson out of it, that's fine. And I'll talk about that in a moment.
All right.
But I'm against it because, well, we lose the United States Constitution, we lose our rights, we lose our Social Security. I know you guys aren't particularly enthused with how the United States going and thinks seceding is just fine, but you know, our Constitution guarantees us our God-given rights, and if we're under the United Nations auspices as a new nation, then basically it's civil rights, which are whatever got.
Oh, yeah, you better believe that the new constitution of the new country of California is going to be full of what they call positive rights, where they will guarantee health care and they'll guarantee, you know, all these other things they have to force somebody to provide. Hang on, Tom. We'll bring it back to talk about the state of Jefferson and its status. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. We're talking about secession, which, in my opinion, is the most relevant and most important topic that people should be discussing. They should be talking about this. If you get, you know, you got Thanksgiving dinner coming up, they say you're not supposed to talk about politics and religion. I say the hell with that. You need to talk about secession. And if you don't want to use the term secession, just call it declaring independence.
You know, my parents are coming up to Keene tomorrow.
Really?
Should that be amongst the topics that I bring up with her?
Now, are they coming to pick you up or something, or are they just coming to see you?
They've actually booked a hotel, so I'm going to be hanging out with them after I get out of work tomorrow.
Are they going to have Thanksgiving with you in Keene, or what's the plan?
I think they reserved seats at some restaurant. I can't remember where.
Fancy. Yeah, I don't imagine there are that many restaurants open on Thanksgiving. I know Denny's was open years ago when I was in Florida, in Sarasota, which is a much larger city than Keene. It's, you know, probably 20 times the population of Keene.
Yeah.
The only place open was Denny's. And it was interesting because you'd walk in, they handed you a special Thanksgiving menu, which only had a description of their Thanksgiving dinner on it. That was it. You could not order anything besides the Thanksgiving dinner. So it just kind of listed the different items, you know, cranberry sauce and relish and, you know, all that stuff that would have been in there, turkey, et cetera, mashed potatoes. And, I sat there and had myself a Thanksgiving dinner all by myself at the bar. And
you're making me sad.
Well, that's
now.
Great, because my next question was going to be, how many people are eating Thanksgiving alone at Denny's?
I was one of them.
I feel like most of the people where it gets to that point in their lives, yeah.
I was working in radio at the time and, gotta do what you gotta do.
Sure, yeah.
Feed yourself. That's cool. Good to know that. Our toll-free number tonight for you is 855-450-FREE. I don't know why we were talking about Thanksgiving, but...
Talking about politics at the table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
politics,
right.
Politics at the dinner table.
Yeah, so you got to bring this stuff up. Start talking about these ideas because, you know, whoever it is, whether it's California, Vermont, New Hampshire, Texas, Hawaii, those are some of the more active secession movements. Somebody's going to leave this union at some point, and hopefully they'll be able to pull it off without firing a single shot and do it completely peacefully. Also, I want to let you know about your opportunity to check out the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's called in Acapulco, and it's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. This year it'll be at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, February 25th through the 28th. So right in the middle of wintertime, you've got an excuse to go down to Acapulco and bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You can go get your tickets, learn about all the great speakers like Roger Ver, who I haven't seen in years. I'm looking forward to it because Mark and I are actually going to be going down there. We'll be broadcasting from the event. Carlos Morales, Lauren Rumpler, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Adam Kokesh, Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Milo Yiannopoulos, who's not really an anarchist or voluntarist from what I understand, but he's going to be there. So you can go and check it out. And Acapulco.com, February 25th through the 28th. We've got Tom. He's on the line, one of the supporters of the State of Jefferson, the idea that Northern California and I guess a portion of Southern Oregon should secede and create its own state. You're talking about the California Independence Movement, the larger one, which is the Yes California campaign. You've informed us, Tom, that it is backed by a very, very wealthy businessman from Korea who has been connected with the political class in California for what sounds like decades over the generations. And this guy's backing this campaign, which means it's likely going to make its petition signatures. They want to gather 1 million petition signatures to get it on the ballot for 2018. And ask California voters how they feel about leaving the United States. You were telling us why you oppose the idea, but also you kind of support it if you can get your State of Jefferson out of it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, if we could get the State of Jefferson out of it, it's okay. I'd hate to see it. I've got family down in California, and it'd be terrible to watch them.
Wait, are you in Oregon? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm one toke over the line into the Emerald Triangle. I'm in Mendocino County.
Oh, okay. So you are in California then.
I am in California. Okay. There is no Jefferson yet.
Gotcha.
But I'm within the borders of the mythical state of Jefferson.
I see. Okay. You are in Jefferson in your mind. And that's important.
Which is the only way to get there at the moment, unfortunately.
All right. So tell me more about, how are you going to get the state of Jefferson out of this thing?
All right. Are you folks familiar with how Maine became a state? Or us, Maine. West Virginia became a state.
It was in the Civil War, I think. It separated because it wanted to stay part of a union?
Exactly. They seceded from the Confederacy to become part of the union. So this sets up the northern part of California for the exact same scenario to happen. And we think that if they gather enough signatures, we are discussing getting on the ballot at the same time and doing a parallel signature gathering so that what we would like to do possibly is modify the state constitution so that we can actually vote ourselves out and have our counties vote themselves out be equivalent to the legislature releasing us.
Well, it would seem that this is an ideal time for the state of Jefferson to promote itself and do what you're talking about, because you can piggyback to some extent on whatever level of conversation that is started by all the money that's being poured into Yes California. So
yes.
To some extent, the talk about secession in general is going to open up avenues that maybe wouldn't have existed otherwise. It's not to say that you should form an alliance with these folks, but it might not be a bad thing to sit down and talk with them about what you guys have in mind.
Well, I don't think they're going to want to let us go because the long-running tradition in California is that Southern California sucks up all the water in Northern California.
I see.
So I don't think there's much of an alliance. The natural alliance would be with the red states, particularly Idaho, Utah, Nevada. If California and also Oregon's making rumblings about wanting to secede also.
That's right.
If California and Oregon decide to secede, there's the Midwest states, particularly the Western Midwest states, are cut off from the Pacific Ocean. They have no way to ship the products.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a natural alliance there amongst some of the red states. And we hope that we can get our act together enough that they'll support us in our signature gathering and those sorts of things. So,
right, because you guys would theoretically have to gather 500,000 signatures just like the other campaign would, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's no easy task. I mean, if you want to get petitions gathered, you can't really rely on volunteers. You've got to hire professionals. They're the only ones who are going to go out there and really put the time in and hit the streets and, you know, put in the full working day to try to get as many petitions as they can, because they get paid by the petition, whereas a volunteer, you know, they turn in what they can turn in.
Well, I think we may be in a pretty good position, because it puts us in the position now of, well, do you want to stay part of the United States, or do you want to be part of that new nation that secedes, and you'll take what you get with them? And so that gives some urgency to the signing of a petition and getting out there and doing something. So it may well work in our favor.
Well, I hope that. Go ahead.
Is there any kind of organized leadership for the state of Jefferson to secede, like any group of people, like a think tank?
Yes, if you go to jeffersonccr.org.
And so there's organized leadership for it?
Yes.
That's good. Okay, yeah, but so that's a good step. Okay.
Jefferson CCR. What's the CCR stand for? Creedence Clearwater Revival?
That's what people said when we came up with that name. It stands for Committee of County Representatives.
Okay.
We produced a charter. We are organizing the 23 counties of Northern California to sign this charter and have representation from all 21 counties to, in effect, then work directly on the activities that we need to do to get on the ballot and whatever we decide we're going to do. We're going to have a meeting on December 3rd to decide.
You guys have your work cut out for you, that's for sure.
We have a lot of work cut out.
It's very exciting, though, and I'm glad that you're a listener of Free Talk Live and always find your calls very very interesting. It's cool to find out what's going on over there on the West Coast for secession on both sides of it, because I support all of it. Hey, if you guys want to secede into the United States, that's cool. It's still some level of secession.
I sympathize with you guys. I'm a longtime libertarian. I ran for state assembly as a libertarian in 2006. So I'm tied up with some guys that are good friends, former business partners with Harry Brown, if you remember.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's a hero.
Yeah.
I'm a Harry Brown libertarian all the way. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate
right,
hearing from you. Keep us
I'm
informed.
Here.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the state of Jefferson, the other secession movement in California. And you can take control of the airwaves and join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.